أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويحلفون بالله إنهم لمنكم وما هم منكم ولكنهم قوم يفرقون. لو يجدون ملجأ أو مغارات أو مدخلا لولوا إليه وهم يجمحون. ومنهم من يلمزك في الصدقات فإن أعطوا منها رضوا وإن لم يعطوا منها إذا هم يسخطون. ولو أنهم رضوا ما آتاهم الله ورسوله وقالوا حسبنا الله سيؤتينا الله من فضله ورسوله إنا إلى الله راغبون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 56 to 59 of Surah Tawbah, continuing with the condition and especially the inner condition of the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what was inside and what came out from the tongues were two different things. Allah says, وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ. And they take oaths, they swear oaths, they take qasams that certainly they are from amongst you. In other words, they are part of you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refutes this, denies it. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ. They are not from amongst you. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَفْرَقُونَ. However, they are a community, a nation that is very afraid. What are they afraid of? Exposure that Allah will reveal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may expose the nifaq, the hypocrisy. So whilst they are saying that they are with you, the reality of their hearts is this, لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً. If they would find a place of refuge, a place of shelter, أَوْ مَغَارَاتٍ, or they would find some caves, أَوْ مُدَّخَلَ, or some place where they could hide. In other words, they could escape the hukumat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the reign of Allah Ta'ala, the sovereignty that Allah Ta'ala had granted to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that time and every other time, the Islamic hukumat. If they could escape from all of that, certainly they would do so. So Allah says, لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ. They will go towards these sanctuaries, they will go towards these protections that they would find. وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ. And they will race towards it. In other words, they will hasten towards it. So they're saying that they are with you. That is never a truth. That is never a reality. They had another issue that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have the booty, the spoils of war, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would obviously distribute it according to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they were not given, if they were not given sufficient in their minds that they were supposed to have gotten, then they would have an issue even with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Then there are those amongst them that taunt you with regards to charities, with regards to your distribution. Hence Allah says, فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا. If they are given from it, then they are very pleased, they are very happy. وَإِلَّمْ يُعْطَوْ مِنْهَا. And then if they are not given from it, then Allah says, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ. Then they become annoyed, they become angry. So hence, they were never happy and satisfied with the distribution of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in whatever wealth Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would distribute. Allah Ta'ala then says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. If only they would be pleased with what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grants to them. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ. And if only they would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِّن فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will certainly give us in the future. Maybe it wasn't now our chance, but our chance will come. In other words, if only they are satisfied with what they get. And here Allah Ta'ala speaks about another issue with regards to the munafiqeen, that they were never satisfied with whatever they were given. They were never satisfied with what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give. They would taunt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if only, and this is the lesson for all of us, that hasbunallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Whatever sustenance Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obviously knows what is best for us. Inna ilallahi raghibun. And if only they would say that we are inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, it would have been far better for them than taunting and mocking at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.